The opinions expressed in Fandomology Reblog are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Greetings, Aussians.
Hello, people of the Gilligan and Wincan County.
Live from the Emerald City, this is Fandomology Reblog. Okay, so you're a big fan of Wicked, right?
Oh, yeah. This year, my best friend and I went as Elphaba and Glinda for Halloween. It was so much fun. She's a huge fan of, like, the Broadway musical, which is how I was introduced to it.
Me too.
So, like, yeah, for sure.
I was also a big fan of the Broadway musical, and I've always wanted to watch it. Obviously, that never happened. So when I heard about the movie, and I actually heard about the drama first.
Really?
And then, like, the movie and all that type of stuff. I was so intrigued with, like, what's going on in the fandom before I even watched it, because I was like, what the hell? What's going on?
It's, like, been, like, literally insane. I feel like the marketing, I swear to God, I saw almost, like, no marketing for the actual movie. It was all drama, which a part of me is like, was that on purpose? I don't know, but we'll get into that.
We'll get into that.
I'm jumping the gun.
That's okay. We can jump the gun. But do I know what made me, like, see the whole movie thing was when Cynthia Erivo got, like, upset with a fan-made poster of, like, them editing it to make it look more like the Broadway musical poster.
I saw that. Okay, wait. I gotta, like, pull up what she said. Okay, wait. Here it is. She said, "This is the wildest, most offensive thing I have ever seen. Equals that awful AI of us fighting. ... None of this is funny. None of this is cute. It degrades me. It degrades us. The original poster is an illustration. I am a real-life human being who chose to look right down the barrel of the camera to you, the viewer. Because without words, we communicate with our eyes. Our poster is an homage, not an imitation. Oh. To edit my face and hide my eyes is to erase me, and that is just deeply hurtful."
Yes, like, for those who don't know, there was a TikTok of a fan made. They edited the Wicked poster with Cynthia Ariana, where Elphaba's eyes are covered with her witch hat. And then, so I was shocked that the comments were like, "Oh, Cynthia's mad. Like,
yeah,
she's crazy.
So out of pocket." And it's like,
she's serious.
I'm like, it's not that serious. I'm like, listen, I love Cynthia Erivo. I saw her on Broadway in, like, 2016.
Lucky.
With the when she was in The Color Purple, her rendition of "I'm Still Here," incredible.
Chills.
And, like, listen, I will defend her, but, like, to a point, I'm like, I can't keep defending you, Cynthia girly. What? Like, it's not that serious. And acting like they were like, "You're dehumanizing me by, like, covering up her
that
eyes."
That was a little crazy.
Yeah.
I do admit they could have also edited Ariana, too. Like, there was not much change already.
No.
But that's actually crazy, because I thought it was, like, this is cute.
Yeah.
And then I see the comments and it's like, "Girl, you got noticed," or, "Oh, she angry." And then that's when I like scavenged the internet, and it was just like, "Cynthia Erivo mad about thing on Twitter," and I'm just, or TikTok or whatever.
Yeah. And the fact that she, like, posted it to her story on Instagram and, like, tagged the original account, because I think they'd also posted it on.
She tagged the original account?
No, she, like, because she, like, shared the post to her story. Because I think it was also posted on Instagram. It was like a fan page for Wicked, I guess. And she shared it to her story. Which means, like, you know, when you, like, share it, it has, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that, it's crazy.
Okay. The fact that that was the thing that first got me to know about the movie, yeah. I don't know, but I love Cynthia. She's amazing. And...
I mean, like, hard agree. Like, Cynthia, there's no shot you're ever going to hear this, but if you do, we love you.
Some people say it was, like, marketing, but I mean...
Who knows? Like, what I mentioned earlier, like, I mean, who knows? Maybe she's just having a bad day. Because, I mean, like, people were already, like, giving crap because, like, "Oh, a black woman's going to play blah, 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 blah." And I'm like, actually, well, she's green. So, actually, it doesn't matter what the other color is.
It doesn't matter what color
she's
going to
be.
She's
green. She's going to be green. I, like, wouldn't be surprised if, like, maybe some of that, and, like, this was just, like, the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, it was just one tiny thing, but it just, like, set her off, you know?
Yeah.
But if it was a marketing scheme, it worked great. Because I know so many people who were like, "Yeah, I heard about this drama. I want to see Wicked." It was either that one or the other drama with Ariana.
And Ethan?
Yeah.
Oh,
Mr. SpongeBob himself.
Mr. SpongeBob. Anyways.
So the Ariana and Ethan drama.
So I heard about them, I did not know that they met on the Wicked set. I just knew that Ariana and her husband
Dalton,
I think,
which like they just got married like not too long ago, I think, like a couple years ago.
And then they were like, "Oh, divorce, babes, divorce." And
I was like, "Oh, and I was all like, right,
what's going on?" And then people started slamming Ariana for being like a homewrecker or something, and I was so confused. I was like, "What? What is going on?" And then she started dating Ethan,
yeah,
who is SpongeBob, okay, which was the funniest thing.
Just a crazy like shift from like, there are two very different flavors of man between Dalton and Ethan Elsley. And I'm not gonna say which one I think is better, because I ain't about that, but like, they're two like very different men.
They are two
like
very
in like
different
looks and personality from what they show to the public, obviously,
and
again
also like career.
Yeah, and career as well. And I mean, like, not like Ethan Slater's very successful in musical theater. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's just like such like I feel like Dalton was so much like the brooding, like leading man, like dark, tall, dark and handsome.
Yeah, like aloof kind of
vibe. Yeah, but like Ethan just he's SpongeBob.
Ethan's SpongeBob. But I will say,
and also some of his facial expressions, insane that he can do that with his face. I'm like, that's talent.
That is talent.
Like, I was the thing with the eyes that he does. I'm like, that's
freaked me out. But I was like, but in like a cool way.
Yeah, but I'm like, that looks like it should be animated, but then it's like when you see, it's like so uncanny.
That's probably why he's SpongeBob.
Probably, and I honestly, he also nails the voice.
Yes.
Like the laugh especially. I'm like, damn, you nailed that.
And like, I will say, like, I do not condone cheating.
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. We're not
cheating. I mean, we don't know if they actually did cheat or not, yeah, but I will say it happened very quickly.
It happened very quickly.
And so even if there wasn't cheating involved, like, there could have been emotional cheating, but also I'm pretty sure Ethan's ex-wife has said that they overlapped.
Okay, so
I think she has. Well, I don't, but that also, I mean, is she just slighted? I mean, I don't blame her. I'd be slighted too if I just had a man's baby and then all of a sudden he's like, JK, I'm gonna go date Ariana Grande.
Right, like,
and you know, like, when you're, they always like, oh, like, it must be so hard dating an actor, like, don't you get like jealous? And you'd be like, no, like, I trust my partner. And then
this is a little off track, but still with like the cheating thing and overlapping, when Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds met on Green Lantern.
Yes.
And he was married to ScarJo at the time.
I always forget that they were married.
Really?
I always forget that skirt, because like, I'm just like, he's just like Blake Lively, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that is true.
I just like, I completely forget. And then now ScarJo is with
Colin,
yeah, from SNL.
I love
SNL.
Them so much.
I love when they do like the weekly updates or whatever.
Yes! And then they bring ScarJo!
And they make fun of ScarJo. So
and
good.
And they make fun of ScarJo.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like it's happened like not infrequently in Hollywood where, you know, like, people are married or dating and then they get on a set and they have like such crazy chemistry and it's like a whirlwind. And then, but like, what happens after production stops and cameras rolling? Like, so often it just kind of fizzles.
Right? Like, it's,
I mean, obviously with like Ryan and Blake, like, they are still together.
They're still together for sure.
And they, I mean, again, to what we see from the outside, they seem pretty happy and solid, but like,
but like, we don't know, like, oh, if Ryan actually like cheated or did.
No, it's like, it's such that gray area of like murky. It's like, well, it's like they met while they were dating, while he was married, but like, was there overlap? Like, we don't know.
Back on track. To cheating, if they cheated or not, we don't know.
But that drama definitely drummed up a lot of conversation around the movie. Because, like, honestly, like, as someone who's pretty in touch with like what's happening in the musical world and stuff, like, did y'all hear we're getting a Trisha Paytas Broadway musical?
What?
Yes, that's a whole other story. So I'm like pretty in tune with like what's happening in Broadway. I actually hadn't heard, so this movie, like Wicked the movie, apparently has been in talks for like 7 years.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know. It's
and like production kept getting pushed back, and then
so
the writer's
long.
Strike and COVID and all that stuff. So like, I don't even know.
I think like, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'll cut you off there. I think Ariana was hinting and
the whole
thing like a couple years ago, or even just a year ago. And that actually got me confused when I saw her like kind of talking about it, because I thought, oh, is this going to come out soon? And then you're like, no, it's actually coming out like a year. And I'm like,
Yeah, no. So it was pushed back for so long. So I feel like they lost a lot of momentum. It's like just like those movies that like I even kind of felt that with Avatar 2, where it was like it'd been talked about for so long that it just kind of lost steam and people kind of lost interest. And I mean, like, when it finally came out, yeah, sure, it was like super exciting and I was like, oh my god, Avatar. But like, I feel like it was just talked about for so long that people just kind of forgot about it. And so honestly, I feel like a lot of the drama definitely helped like bolster it into being like more into like the public consciousness of like, oh guys, Wicked movie's coming out, like,
yeah.
And then, okay, moving on a little bit from the cheating, what do you think about people who say that Ariana shouldn't have been nominated in the best supporting actress role? People think that like she's like taking up a spot and that she should have been nominated for best lead.
Okay.
So Cynthia was nominated for best lead actress for the Oscars.
Of course.
And Ariana was nominated for best supporting, and people are like, but they're both the leads.
The thing is, like, in that sense, that makes sense to me, because although technically they are the main, both of them are the main characters, Wicked is about more Elphaba.
It's about Elphaba, right? And like, it's about her journey, and it just so happens that her journey is very heavily influenced by Glinda.
Exactly. Like, Glinda is there, and quite literally also Elphaba's supporter. Mm-hmm. So in a way, that kind of makes sense. So I don't think that like she took up a spot or she deserved like a nomination for lead role, because I do think that Cynthia's like lead role nomination is Cynthia's.
No, I agree.
It makes sense for me. But speaking of awards, what do you think about like Emilia Perez winning everything? And I think they're
not
also
winning, just nominated.
Just nominated.
This is being recorded before the Oscars.
Yes. But I personally did not watch Emilia Perez, but I've seen clips and videos, and honestly, like, I understand what they were trying to go for, kind of thing. I don't know. I heard that comments on Instagram and TikTok is where I've seen it the most, where they said that the movie idea was, it could have been done better, because they thought it was like stereotypical. It was also transphobic and like not done properly. Mm-hmm. And that's why, and also they didn't like the music.
No. And the amount of like Mexican people who have come out and been like, no, we all hate this movie. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of like TikToks and stuff from like people, like actual like Mexican people being like, this is a terrible representation of like serious issues that we are facing. And like,
by the way, this is still about Wicked.
This is still a Wicked episode. But yeah, no, I've seen a lot of like Mexican people who are like, I'm not about it. And so I'm like, and like they got the most nominations out of anything, including like The Brutalist.
Really?
Yeah. Out of all the movies that came out this year, they got the most nominations, they had, like 14.
And that's why people were upset, because they were like, are you telling me that Wicked is most likely going to lose because of Emilia Perez?
Yes.
Did Wicked get nominated for any Oscars? Surely they have.
Wicked, it was nominated for a couple of things. Best Picture.
Of course.
Best Actress.
It should win.
Best Supporting Actress. Best Original Score. Best Production Design. Best Makeup and Hairstyling. Best Visual Effects. Best Costume Design. Best Film Editing. And Best Sound. So it was nominated for quite a few things.
Oh, interesting. But I feel
Emilia Perez was nominated for more.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like with the direction that it went in the previous awards with like between Emilia versus Wicked, I don't think it's looking too well for Wicked like awards, which sucks, because I like, they poured their heart into, like, I've seen like Ariana's little things and Cynthia.
Yes,
and
they like, have so the scenes, much love into
so
that
much
movie.
Love, like, it, you can just tell, like, they really poured their heart and soul into it.
Although, kind of thing. I have something to say about them winning Best Film Editing or Best Visual Effects.
For Wicked?
For Wicked. I have some thoughts. So, I assume most of people listening have probably watched The Wizard of Oz. And yes, it was filmed in Technicolor, which is, like, no longer really, like, feasible. But why was Wicked so dull? It was so washed out and desaturated. Like, it just felt flat. And, like, you, like, look at how they, like, built Oz. And honestly, sometimes even Elphaba's, like, skin, that green skin, it just felt, and all the pink, it just, everything felt so flat. And I was like, hey, guys, what's that about? Like, I know that we can't film in Technicolor anymore. Well, like, we can, but it's just not really a feasible thing to do for a project that big. But it's like, I don't understand why it was so desaturated. Like, I'm like, you guys couldn't hire like a color grader?
Guys, it was shot in S-Log. I'm kidding. I actually watched enough interviews for me to know why.
Really?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Tell me.
Yes. So As much as I love The Wizard of Oz and the Technicolor, although the behind the scenes on that is... But that's not what this episode is about.
We need to. It was like the 40s. Yeah. Everything was bad.
But The Wizard of Oz, it was seen, because especially with the Technicolor, it was seen as like this different place, a different new, like, oh, I don't think we're in
Kansas anymore.
That's the wrong accent, but.
Was it Toto? I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Like, there we go. Like that kind I got of thing. It.
Yes. And that whole premise of, like, you're being in a different land kind of thing. I was watching an interview with John Chu, the director of Wicked. The reason why, well, first, some of the shots that we saw in trailers, it wasn't done being done editing. They just wanted something to put out. So the trailers were basically unfinished, like, scenes for, like, Ayo. Us to see, just so that we have some content, which is a Sonic
movie all over again.
Yeah. But the reason why it is on the less saturated side is because he wanted the town of Oz, like, to feel like not a faraway place, like it is just regular, like it's a regular land, almost something normal, if you will, to be immersed and not think of them as, oh, a place where all dreams come true, or if you visit the Emerald City. That's why if you actually watch the Emerald City scene, it's a little bit brighter, the greens are still desaturated, but there's a difference between being in Shiz University than with Emerald City, because John wanted it so, whoa, we're not friends. Mr. Chu wanted it.
We ain't tight like that.
Mr. Chu wanted it so that it's like this is a regular world kind of thing. Does that make sense?
It does. You want to feel a bit more grounded, but I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like the thing for me is that, like, in the original Wizard of Oz, which I get that this is, like, technically not even canon to The Wizard of Oz. I actually don't know if it is canon, if they've made it canon or not. But the whole thing with Oz was that it's supposed to be, like, oh, all your dreams come true. Like, go to the wizard. And then the wizard's a fake. That's, yeah, like, the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
And that, like, all this glamour and
the wizard,
all the color. It's, like, you even Omaha. See. It's a cover. It's a facade. And, yeah, like, even in the original Wicked movie. Oh, no, sorry. Wizard of Oz Wizard movie. Of Oz. When Dorothy's in Kansas, everything is... looks like our regular world. It's desaturated. It's, you know, look what we see.
Black and white.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And then even in the colorized, people have colorized it since as well. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's bland. It's desaturated. Yeah. Even like through, even with black as a black and white film, it's still desaturated. But then they end up in Oz and it's so colorful. And it's supposed, to me anyways, I think that the oversaturation of color is supposed to be a way to show that, like, oh, look how beautiful. It's like kind of what people talk about Hollywood, like, oh, look at the glitz and glamour. Even like living in Toronto, yeah, I'm like, it looks so cool. And then you actually live here.
The city skyline.
Yeah, and then you get here and there's garbage everywhere. And you're like, oh, this is actually disgusting.
It's the same thing with like how Canadians would envision New York.
Absolutely.
How it's like, oh, the city of dreams, city where things are made of. And then it's like rats and pizza and sewers kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And so to me, them... Again, like, if it was a creative choice by the director, like, more power to him. I just don't know if that's a choice I personally would have made, just because of the way that it was, how the color kind of, to me, was being framed in the original.
I do agree, though. I wish it was. Like, I didn't know why it was desaturated, to be honest. I also, when I first watched it, which, by the way, seeing it in cinema is a lot better than seeing it, like,
on like a computer, yeah, it's like actually it's graded properly for film.
And it gave me chills.
It was an incredible film.
And if you don't pay attention to the colors, it's just like.
And also, I mean, that's also coming from like a media production student.
That is true, guys.
So keep in mind that some of these opinions are also from someone who's actively in color grading right now, and I've been forced to think about colors in like crazy ways.
Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, probably for the average viewer, they probably didn't care that much.
No, probably not. Which.
We're just media production girlies.
But we did see. I did see a couple.
I
that
did.
Was like,
but I seen that.
Why does it look so dead?
I know. I seen them both.
Like one thing though, I wish they did color grade to be a bit more like saturated and whimsical. Is when they returned the baby was it cub or whatever?
Yes.
In the forest. Agreed. I feel like that setting was really pretty. And if that was made a little brighter, saturated, that would look really pretty.
Agreed.
Just because I feel like certain places in the movie deserves the proper color grading. Agreed. In my opinion.
Agreed.
Although I do also get why the whole, like, oh, keeping it grounded, keeping it like a regular town kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's not supposed to be grounded. It's Oz.
It's Oz.
Is it really supposed to be grounded? I didn't think. It's also like people are like, oh, we should have like not have moving staircases in Harry Potter because we want to be a bit more grounded in reality. Why? Reality sucks. Reality sucks. I don't want to watch a movie like, just like the real world.
Just
like, yeah, like, that's not why I watch fantasy and like sci-fi. Yes, I love being reminded of the real world right now. How comforting. It feels like a home. Oh no, that sucks.
Just like goes and watches a movie and it's like, aha, reality.
beautiful reality. Like, media is supposed to take you out of it. Even I don't get, especially like fantasy and stuff. And Wizard of Oz is like a whole, there's still a debate whether if Dorothy dreamed up Oz or not. That's a whole other thing. And that also has like some societal implications of the time period and like women and their place in the world. That's a whole other thing I could talk about.
The movie gave me chills. It was amazing. 10 out of 10, I did watch it again.
I would watch it again.
And again. And again.
And again. And again. This is, we got to start wrapping up here soon. But did you see they had dolls of Elphaba and Glinda in stores, and in the back it's like, go to wicked.com.
Wasn't that like an adult site?
It absolutely was. The actual website was wicked.com.
Wicked movie.com.
The wicked movie.com. And I don't know how you could possibly have gone through so many checks and no one thought that.
Right.
And I was like, there's no way this is real. So I opened up a private browser.
#incognito.
Yeah, #incognito, because I was like, just in case. And I was like, there's no way this is true. I put in the website and lo and behold, yeah, no, absolutely. It was an adult entertainment site. An adult video site. And I was like,
oh.
This one on the back of like, I think it was like Mattel dolls.
It's Mattel, yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy that no one caught that.
That's thousands and thousands of dolls that went through like, that. That's probably,
they probably lost over $1 million. Easily. On having to like pull all of them from the shelves. Refunds, recall, and then reprint all of the boxes. Like,
it's crazy to me that they could make such a big mistake and how it could go through so many. Wait. Do you guys hear that?
A man.
Guys, the wizard will see us now.
This episode has been reblogged.